Statuary. In 1893, Pogliaghi purchased a series of remarkable pieces from the Borghese collection in Rome at the Padiglione dell'Orologio auction in Villa Borghese. One is the notable white marble sculpture of a young man standing in the central niche of the semicircular internal exedra. The original statue comprises the body of the youth and the pillar on which he leans. Pogliaghi's reconstructive intervention can be seen in the head, completely remodeled in plaster, and in the additions to the body. The model is based on original Praxiteles of the 4th century BC and portrays a naked young man with legs and torso slightly flexed. His left arm rests on a folded blanket atop an antiquated pedestal. This archaic style erna, common in the Roman copies of Greek statues, serves to support the statue and prevent breakage. Covered in part with stucco at the base, Pogliaghi cleaned up the statue upon purchase, bringing to light the original surface and exquisite workmanship. He replaced the head of Apollo with perhaps a less than pertinent choice, but that completed the statue while the artwork was the property of the Borghese. Pogliaghi positioned a plaster reproduction of the head of Dionysius. The ends of the long curly hair are part of the original statue and a feature compatible with the iconography of both Apollo and Dionysius. If the original can be identified from the Praxiteles school, the copy looks to be from the Middle Imperial period. The visible practice of drilling in the herma dates back to Hadrian times. The Emperor Hadrian, 117 to 138 AD, showed great attention to classical Greek antiquity and was an advocate of the classical style in various artistic events.